At an informal luncheon hosted by the Wapello County Republican women, former State Representative Sandy Greiner needs no introduction. When she arrives at the storefront campaign office in downtown Ottumwa, she's greeted with warm hugs as the ladies quickly fall into a conversation about retirement.
I could just kill myself now. I mean, I had 2 years. I had all these things that I put off for 16 years when I was in the legislature, but after I was retired, it was like, well, what's the rush? There's always tomorrow.
Exactly.
And now I'm saying to myself, why didn't you get that done?
After 14 years in the Iowa House and 2 in the Senate, Greiner decided in 2008 she'd served long enough. But sitting on the sidelines didn't sit well with the Kyoto farmer. So now she's challenging Democratic Senator Becky Schmitz of Fairfield.
Iowa is at the edge of a cliff. And we have a choice. Do we let them push us over the cliff? Or do we pull back? And that's why I'm going back in. I mean, truly, it's because they went after my grandchildren's money. That was the last straw.
Greiner's not the only Republican who says their return to politics is motivated by Governor Culver's $800 million bonding program known as iJobs. Former Representative Bill Dix of Shell Rock and longtime Senate Majority Leader Stu Iverson both cite overspending as the key reason for running again. Iverson retired in 2006 after narrowly losing his leadership post mid-session, and he says even he's surprised to find himself back on the ballot.
You know, I had a lot of people talk to me about taking a look at it again, and I said I really got down to two choices. I can stand around and complain about it, or I can try and do something about it.
A longtime farmer, Iverson now lives in Clarion, where he's challenging Democratic Representative McKinley Bailey of Webster City. After 17 years in the legislature, he says returning to the campaign trail has been a trip down memory lane.
The biggest problem I'm having when I'm doing some door-to-door, I'm spending too much time visiting.
Drake University political science professor Dennis Goldford says Iverson's familiarity with his district is what makes him such an attractive candidate to party leaders. It's likely the same reason the GOP picked Dan Rasmussen of Independence to run for his old House seat.
These are fairly low-visibility races, whether the Senate or the House in Iowa. It's really a matter of getting your friends and neighbors to turn out for you. And so folks who were in office once and then took some time off or were defeated and might want to come back, at least from the standpoint of the party, that's very helpful because of that existing name recognition and possible organizations to help push these people over the top.
But House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says running as an ex-lawmaker in an anti-incumbent year may not be a winning strategy. The Des Moines Democrat says in all four races involving a former legislator, the current office holder has spent less time in the state house than the challenger.
They're both, in essence, incumbents. You really can't get much more inside baseball than being the Senate Majority Leader, and recently so. That brings a lot of baggage as well.
But while McCarthy questions the strategy, he says he does not question the candidate's motives. He says public service gets into your blood and helping constituents is rewarding no matter which party you serve. At the State House, I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.